The Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel says inspectors general must get permission from their agencies before getting certain documents like grand jury, wiretap, and credit information. But inspectors general say they need independent access to that information they need to do their jobs. Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz is asking for help from Congress now. He's pushing for a bill that would give inspectors general that access. Brian Miller's managing director at Navigant, former inspector general at the General Services Administration. Brian, you live this independence issue. Inspector General Horowitz is not very pleased about this decision from the Office of Legal Counsel. Is he on the right track, do you believe? Thanks for being on the program today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Francis. Good to talk to you again. You know, this makes Michael's job much, much harder. First of all, instead of him making the decision of what information he needs to do his job, he's got to go through a committee. He's got to go through DOJ officials who are going to look to see whether or not disclosing this information is actually going to help them do their job, not Michael doing his job. And so he goes through this committee. It's going to slow down his investigations. It's going to hinder him. He's the IG. He's independent. Either you have an independent IG or you don't. You can't be kind of independent. You know, unless you look at all the evidence, you don't really know what the facts are. And so he needs to do that. He needs to satisfy himself, and his office needs to satisfy itself that it has all the facts, not just the facts given to them or that they're allowed to see. You know, you can imagine if you know, other agency heads or other individuals could determine what facts the investigators could see. You know, I mentioned, I think, before that, you know, when we investigated the Western Regions Conference, the Las Vegas Conference, we wouldn't have known the facts if it were simply up to officials at GSA to share those with us as they made determinations. But it has other ramifications. So, you know, not only is it a problematic that the information has to go through, I think, a committee or a process where he gets approval from DOJ officials, the very organization he's investigating. But the other problem is that if you're a whistleblower, a would-be whistleblower, and you just take, for example, if you're a special agent at the FBI and you see problems with the way that wiretap information is being handled, do you call up the IG, do you come into the IG's office and do you bring in the information that's being mishandled? Or if you have in the past, now according to the OLC opinion, they're not allowed to give that information unless there's approval from DOJ. So I fear that it may really have a chilling effect on some whistleblowing activity at DOJ, at the FBI, DEA, and other places.
I'm really struck by the response to this decision. I have not been able to identify anybody at this hour, Brian, who agrees with this opinion. If they are, they seem to be keeping it to themselves. On the other hand, one of yours and General Horowitz's colleagues, the Inspector General at the Peace Corps, Kathy Buller, has already released a statement saying this opinion is an invitation for agencies to unilaterally decide when they can or can't release information to the IG. Such a result not only undermines IG independence and effective oversight, but presents a clear conflict of interest. The chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Jason Chaffetz, today's opinion places another roadblock in the path of IGs. His ranking member, Elijah Cummings, Justice Department's officials stated from the outset they'd support a legislative fix if necessary. Following yesterday's opinion, I believe it's warranted. Ranking Member Cummings believes that a law is going to be necessary to get the agencies to comply. So it seems to me, at least, that there is a coalescence of opinion behind General Horowitz.
You know, Francis, I think everybody's agreed that this is bad policy. It's not a good policy to make the IG go through a committee to get information. I think everybody's agreed on that. IGs, you have to have oversight. You have to have people watching how agencies are spending money and handling sensitive information. And I think everybody's agreed that the IG has to be independent and that this is bad policy. Now, I was at DOJ for 15 years. I have great respect for DOJ. I have great respect for the Office of Legal Counsel. And so I think that what people are upset about is the policy. And, you know, to give the most favorable spin I can give to the OLC opinion, I think they were looking at it simply as a matter of you know, what is the law? What do the words of the law say? And I think, you know, they were looking at that perhaps in a vacuum, but I think the ramifications of what they decided create very bad policy, and that's what has gotten everybody so upset, because now the IG isn't able to do his job effectively because of this.
Brian Miller's managing director at Navigant, former IG at the General Services Administration. Is there a potential unintended consequence that might come out of legislation here, Brian, that if it's not addressed within the legislation could leave IGs worse off or at least not any better off than they are today?
Francis, there are always unintended consequences, and it's hard to predict those and to avoid those. So, yes, there are always unintended consequences. So there's always a danger of that. But at this point, with the OLC opinion, things have crystallized to a point where it's going to prevent the DOJ IG from doing his job. Now, it's interesting that they were able to get this information in the past. You know, this is a fairly recent vintage. So arguably the law was clear enough already, but and so there's always this danger that when you clarify what you thought was a clear law, it may have some unintended consequences. But I guess we'll have to wait and see exactly what those are.
Do you recall an incident or a cause, an occasion in the IG community that's generated this kind of uniform response? As I said at the outset, pretty much everybody that I've heard comment about this, I don't claim to have heard everybody, but everybody that I have heard has said, we don't really agree with the spirit, at least, of the OLC's opinion.
No, I think you're right. I think it's uniformly people have rejected this opinion. And I think it's because it creates bad policy. And, you know, I just, very few things unite the IG community because IGs are so independent and unique. And the old saying is that if you have the opinion of one IG, you have the opinion of one IG.
Uh-huh.
That IGs often disagree with each other. Well, this is kind of crystallized IG opinion, and everybody seems to agree with Michael Horowitz, the DOJ IG, that this will lead to very bad results. So, so yes, and members of Congress agree with that too.
Brian,
I've not come across anyone who actually supports this OLC opinion.